he's basically kind of prostrating himself all the time to these voters, saying, I was wrong, I'm sorry, I changed my mind. In fact, even in his stump speech, he basically brings it up before they can.
But let's just sort of direct the elephant in the room, is that 5-6 years ago, I criticized President Trump, or then candidate Trump. I was not an early adopter of President Trump. And the only thing I can do is be honest about it.
You guys have all seen the ads. They say I'm anti-Trump. I changed my mind. There's nobody more pro-Trump than me. And so that's for every single day. It's like a band that like has to play. It's like Lynyrd Skynyrd has to play Freebird every time they do a show. And they probably hate it. Every time he goes anywhere, he has to do this like 10-minute like grovel.
So how does he account for that? The fact that he was so outspoken in his opposition to Trump a few years ago and now is essentially both pro-Trump and also using Trump's ideas in a way that is he's sort of making his own.
Yeah, the political calculus is if you want to win in the Republican primary, you just have to say you're pro-Trump. The party is captive to him. And so on some level, I don't think he's actually decided in the last 2 years he suddenly thinks Trump is actually a wonderful guy. What he would say, and I think there's some truth here, is that when he did critique Trump, it was often for not actually following through on his populist promises. That, you know, just before he ran for Senate, he announced his campaign in early 2020, he was on a podcast and was talking about Trump's greatest failure as president. He said, I don't think it was his handling of the pandemic. I think it was his big corporate tax cut and his attempts to try to repeal Obamacare.
Vance has had to spend so much of his campaign just convincing voters that he's pro-Trump. But he also has his own ideas about what's wrong with America and how to fix it. After the break, we hear more about what Vance told Simon he would actually try to do in the Senate. We'll be right back. Simon ended up following Senate candidate J.D. Vance around on the trail for weeks early in his campaign, and he saw firsthand how much Vance had changed. He'd changed his stance on Trump. He no longer wanted to be friendly with the liberal elite. But the most immediate thing that struck Simon about the new J.D. Vance was the beard.